You know, seriously, what is a story? Where does the line get drawn? Well, I hope to explore that a little bit this week and explain my reasoning. Hi guys, welcome to the Band of Audiobooks Podcasts. Sorry for the background noise and maybe some teeth clicking. I was hoping to record this more in the middle of the month because I didn't want to throw you a bunch of podcasts all on top of each other. But unfortunately, when I was going to record, I got sick, and so now I am sucking on a cough drop to keep from losing my voice. So yeah, not an optimal week, but hey, or month. So yeah. Oh, I also got a new microphone, so hopefully I can improve, maybe not the actual sound quality, but like quiet down the background if I've got a plan. More than just, oh hey, my voice is working again. We'll see which works better and figure things out from there. I'm trying to improve as I go along, and I'm learning a lot. So, without further ado, let's start the episode so I don't lose my voice midway through. I made a comment last month about perhaps doing a series about storytelling tools. Figure that I may as well explain why I decided that, since I kind of decided while recording. If you want the short answer, I have been feeling like people start ignoring their less favorite story mediums as viable options. Are some better than others? Definitely. Do they all have different strengths? Definitely again. But I'm still not convinced that some forms of story are worse than others. I think I made my case with novels and short stories. A novel is essentially weaving together many short stories in such a way that the message in that story is stronger than otherwise. While a short story has the ability to show more raw emotions, these are the two categories I would guess most people see as the best. After all, the heart of the other category started as one of these. Movies. I believe the spread of quality is equal, but more clustered around the edges than literature. Basically, you are more likely to get a great or terrible movie than a meh or a good one when compared to literature. I'm going off script real quick to say, hey, part of this is the added complexity of actual images and casting people. Yeah, it's not just putting words on a page. You also have to have a team of people who are able to make those words come to life in a different way. And so on and so forth. Poetry is beautiful, and I don't think I can discuss this well. This is probably going to be the hardest for me to talk about, because I'm no poet, and I know it. Insert shrug noises here. I don't have that skill. Oh, speaking of noises, another way to tell a story is podcasts. If you like, you can insert shock noises. I really don't care about that one. This could be a simple narrator reading, like I currently do. Or it could be a full voice cast with sound effects. I love this way. I'm bad at it, but I think and hope I'm improving. I'd insert applause noises here, but, you know, being sick, headaches kind of slightly go with the territory. Also, I don't know how I would go about doing that, other than making them myself, and yeah, I should try that someday. Anyway, these are definitely not the only type of story, but I can't cover them all, so I decided to draw the line right here. The biggest one I can think of is video games. I would guess they're more complex than a movie, but they have superpowers that movies don't have. I'd love to hear your opinions on them and any other type that I have or haven't discussed. So, to hear your opinions, you could always go to the Facebook page. It is Bandom Audiobooks. You could email me. I believe you can also use the Google chat thing as well to instant message me or whatever. That is bandomaudiobooks@gmail.com. And yeah, listen to my podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud. I believe there's a couple of other ones. I know Player FM is one. We are not on iTunes, and I really do not like going around in circles on their website. Sorry for the short episode. I was just explaining something I thought needed to be said. And yeah, I'm slightly not on the top of my voice. Most of the time I sound like I am still going through puberty really, really badly. Yeah. Have a good rest of your month, and I will see you very soon. Hopefully I have a good voice then. Thanks for listening. See ya.